The word there can be a bit of a problem. It's a function word. It's light on meaning compared to content words, which are nouns and verbs. The dictionary says it's used to show that something exists or happens, which doesn't tell you very much. But the grammar of English requires that it occur in many expressions. So we say there's a restaurant around the corner, there are two people waiting outside, has there been an accident? There might not be adding very much to the meanings of those sentences, but it has to be there. There's a famous sentence, "There's no there there," which is what the writer Gertrude Stein said when asked about Oakland, California, which she didn't really think very much of. There's no there there. We aren't taught these uses of the word there. We pick them up through hearing and using language. It takes a lot of language experience to learn these various patterns. They are hard for English language learners and for people who learn English as a second language later in life. Beginning readers will know some of these uses of there, but they're still learning many of the others. This illustrates that children are continuing to learn about spoken language at the same time that they're learning to read. What about spelling and pronunciation? There is challenging because the ERE has three pronunciations. So there's there, which has a very good friend, where. Then there's here, which is a false friend. It's spelled similarly, H-E-R-E, but has a different pronunciation. And then there's were, W-E-R-E, which is another false friend. These are all very common, high-frequency words that can't be ignored for very long. How is a new reader who's learning there, along with here and were, going to remember how there is pronounced? This could be a good place for a mnemonic. Mnemonic devices are memory tricks. A mnemonic for the pronunciation of there would give the child a way to remember how it's pronounced. Here, maybe something like, there is where the air is fair, or Care Bear over there, or maybe something that's more relevant and memorable for students in your classroom. The mnemonic has to be easy to remember, so it should be funny or use a phrase your students know or would find interesting and memorable. Certainly a mnemonic that you make up could be a lot more memorable than my examples.